Korax brought me back. His hand upon my shoulder, the urgent tone in his voice. Are you all right, brother? It took me a few seconds to realize he was referring to the sword still impaling me. I yanked out the blade. A welter of blood came with it to paint the deck, soon lost on an already blood-soaked canvas. Believe me, it's nothing, I said, steadily regaining my composure. Korax nodded, betraying no sense of what I had shown to him, expressed in the charnel leavings on the deck around me. What now? I asked, the wrecked Thunderhawk in my eyeline.
Delve deeper. Penetrate the ship's core. There'll be other vessels we can commandeer.
It was a small hope, at best. I knew Korax realized that, but chose not to say it out loud. Failing that, we could fight our way to the bridge, I replied, and take our wrath out on whoever we find enthroned upon it.
Agreed.
Korax jerked his head up, listening.
More are coming.
Let them. His cold retinal lenses regarded me.
Does it end here, or on the bridge, with Kurz's beating heart clenched in your fist?
I nodded, though I thought our chances of reaching the bridge and Kurz were remote at best. The bridge. Lead on, brother. Leaving the massacred Night Lords in our wake, Korax took us through several more chambers until we entered a warren of sub-tunnels reached through a service hatch. The confines of the tunnels were close, and my brother was forced to leave his beloved jump pack behind. Despite his efforts at obscuring the trail, our pursuers were always close behind us. Snarled Nostromon curses followed us down vents and pipes. The din of scraping power armor echoed. I imagined Kurz's men on their knees and elbows crawling after us. But however deep we went, however many the turns we took, the Night Lords stuck to us like our shadows. They knew this ship, its every inch. I felt the trap again, its rusty teeth closing around my neck. Escape or capture, there was no other way for this to end for me. I feared for Korax, though. Kurz would not be kind to him for this affront. After an hour of scurrying through the service tunnels like rats, Korax found another access hatch. Kicking it through the great landing with a clatter below, my brother dropped from sight for a moment before calling up to me to follow. I went after him and plunged from the lightless warren into a barren chamber. It was dimly lit, fashioned of dark iron like so much of this desolate place, and I discerned blade marks in the floor. There were bloodstains, too, but it was empty. It was strangely familiar, though I had never been here before. A single archway led further, though it was beyond the weak corona of light cast by the looms ensconced in the walls, and therefore heavily shadowed. "See the ways unobstructed," Korax hissed, gesturing to the archway and the darkness beyond it. "I'll make sure we were not followed. Here." He tossed me his gladius, the last of his secondary weapons. I caught it and nodded, hastening to the archway, but could see and hear no danger. "There are steps leading down," I called, "and I can feel a breeze." It was artificial, of course, and the air was musty, but it could indicate we were close to a deck with atmospheric recycling, which almost certainly meant a human presence. Korax waited under the gaping hatch for a few more seconds before joining me. "What of your helm sensors?" I asked, knowing that my brother was already cycling through the visual spectra of his retinal lenses. "Shadows," he hissed, his tone leaving me slightly unnerved. If I didn't know my brother better, I would swear he sounded concerned about that. "Only ways down," I muttered, levelling my gladius at the darkness as if it were a foe I could engage. Korax agreed, unsheathing his talons, and together we descended the steps. At the bottom of the steps, the darkness was just as thick and abject. It was like trying to see through pitch. I knew it wasn't an ordinary absence of light. Our eyes would have penetrated that easily and left us in no doubt as to our surroundings. This was different. Viscous and congealing. Here the shadows clung to us like tar. As I stared into the oily depths, I saw the vague adumbration of what appeared to be a colosseum. We were standing back to back in its arena. Beneath our feet were sand and earth. "It's a trap," I cried, but too late. Korax was halfway up the steps when a sliding blast door sealed us in. A step behind him, I turned to face the arena as the unnatural darkness bled away through vents in the floor, and a chill I hadn't realized was affecting me melted from my body. Flaming torches delineated an eight-sided battleground where the skeletal remains of gladiators and their shattered trappings still lingered like unquiet spirits. I recalled where I had seen the antechamber before. It was on Themis, a city of warrior kings on Nocturne, who engaged in gladiatorial contest to prove their prowess and choose their next tribal leader. Before each fight, the combatants would wait in barrack rooms to sharpen their blades or their minds before the upcoming contest. Korax and I had done neither. I suddenly wondered what our jailer had in mind for us.
"It's a little archaic, I must admit," said Kurz, our attention drawn to him.
He was standing above us, looking down from the pulpit of an amphitheatre.
"But I think Angron would have appreciated it. A pity he isn't here to see it. Your paths almost crossed on Istvan, didn't they, brother?"
I arched my neck, meeting Kurz's gaze in the highest echelons of the amphitheatre. He was not alone. 30 of his Atramar Terminators encircled the arena, the threat of their Reaper cannons obvious. "A pity ours did not," I replied.
"You had your chance on Karatan and didn't take it."
"You will wish I did when this is over." Kurz smiled thinly. The two Atramar flanking him proffered arms, a sword and trident.
"On Nostromo, we had no grand theatres like this. Our gutters and hives were our arenas, but offerings of blood sport were plentiful."
He tossed the sword down to us. It impaled itself in the ground, up to a third of its blade deep.